Last week, New York's top core threw out the state's new congressional district lines, saying Democrats drew them in their favor. In other words, they were gerrymandered. The ruling will probably delay federal primaries and could have major ramifications on the balance of power in the U.S. House of Representatives. It's a head-spinning turn of events, and now some high schoolers in the Bronx are getting a real-time lesson in the math behind it. Kate Berlin teaches math at Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom High School. They have been teaching gerrymandering to 11th and 12th grade students as part of their geometry lessons, and they join us now to discuss how to help young people understand this complicated subject. Kate, thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you so much for having me.
How do you make something like this, Kate, feel relevant to students who, in most cases, we're talking about 11th and 12th graders here, they aren't even old enough to vote?
Right. In high school, we kind of combat the question, when am I ever going to use this in math class all the time? And I think the question, when am I ever going to use this, is code for I'm not engaged with this or I don't know what's going on.
Right.
I think the question of relevance in terms of gerrymandering, only somebody who doesn't know what it is would be questioning the relevance of it. But as soon as you have an understanding that, like, the party holding the minority of votes could construct a situation where they get the majority of the districts, it just opens up the door to several different questions.
What are students' responses when they learn about what gerrymandering really is and how it works?
I think the same as mine, like outrage, confusion, frustration. Hopefully we can make it a little bit more inspiring from there. And you know, students have said things like that this inspires them to actually want to get more involved in the political process, that having this information and understanding more about how their, you know, democracy works, even though, like you said, are not necessarily voting age, you can kind of get a sense of wanting to enter politics.
Have you explained this latest development with the court ruling to these students? And if you have, what do they have to say about it?
Yes, we sure have discussed it. I probably can't curse. Is that right?
Probably not a good thing.
So I would say that the students' response was that they learned that the party who is in control of the state legislature gets to actually make the map. And that, I think, feels extremely unfair. In addition, you know, they also learned from this that New York is one of a small handful of states that does use an independent body, and that there was an independent body with equal parts Democrats and Republicans, but they couldn't come to a consensus. And then I guess I'd say that overall, they were just very discouraged to be discussing how divided the two parties are. And they feel themselves that there's, you know, a need for unity within our country amongst the people. But that's challenging to do when you don't have examples of it coming from leaders at the top who should be modeling that. You know, that ruling came at a great time in the curriculum for us, because we've been kind of digging through the weeds of studying, you know, area and perimeter and trying to detect, you know, a lot of mathematical concepts. But when that came out, we realized we kind of had to step back and actually look at something that was happening in the moment. And when you have those opportunities to kind of put the abstract concepts that you're learning that can sometimes feel removed from the real world next to what's going on, and let students try to, like, wrestle with how that's making sense, how what they're learning in a theoretical sense applies to what's going on. Yeah, it can be pretty powerful.
Kate Berlin is a math teacher at Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom High School. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Michael.